From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
An international health and human rights delegation visit Haiti and are unsatisfied with what they find. A threat of war on the airwaves as the Cubans fight to stop propaganda broadcasts of TV Marti. And a Home Affairs Committee report just published says that racial attacks in Britain are on the increase. I'm Sonia Fraser and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A 9-member delegation of an international health and human rights group at Harvard University in America have just finished a 10-day fact-finding mission to Haiti. The group, consisting of medical students and doctors, has been looking into human rights abuses and the condition of prisoners in different detention centres in the country. Earlier today, I spoke with our correspondent in Port-au-Prince, Michael Norton, who explained the purpose of the group's visit.
The most important part of the visit was the visit that they made to the National Penitentiary on Tuesday, where they looked into the conditions of the four arrested and tortured opposition leaders. I had an interview with Cathy Nadeau, co-head of the delegation, on the exact situation, the exact physical condition of these prisoners.
After doing a complete examination, two members of our group found that Evans Paul had severe hip problems, necessitating hip replacement, extreme high blood pressure, and his chest had been beaten in. Jean-Auguste Mézieux had kidney damages and had head and hearing problems. Patrick Bouchard had scarring in his right eardrum, his eye was in pain, and he has hearing and vision problems. Marino Etienne, we confirmed that he has high blood pressure, kidney problems, anemia, and a broken finger.
Are they receiving medical treatment now?
No. They will not accede to receiving any medications from the military doctor. We concluded that they need outside specialist help. We need to pressure the people in the military in order to get outside doctors to come into the prison and help the four members.
Do you think that the conditions under which they are being detained is symptomatic of the human rights situation here in Haiti?
Certainly. For the past 10 days, we have visited the Haitian rural areas, and we have been able to witness and hear about political killings, the inadequate judicial hearings, or the lack of, the arrests and torture of many of the people in the prisons.
Michael, we've just heard Carrie Nardu, co-head of the delegation, telling us about the visit here and part of what they've been doing. What is the current situation with the four political prisoners?
On December 6th, President Lieutenant General Averill made it very clear that he had no intention of pardoning the first three who were arrested. He said that they had tried to kill him and that he was placing them in the hands of the judicial system. They were indicted on the 13th of December. On the 13th of December, Franz Patrick Bouchard, another alleged conspirator, was arrested. He has not as yet even been arraigned, although in Haitian law, prisoners must be arraigned within 48 hours. We are now waiting to see how the judicial system will react to the recent demand for the overturn of the decision to bring them to trial.
Michael Norton in Port-au-Prince. A U.S. government-owned television station that will beam propaganda broadcasts directly towards Cuba is scheduled to begin operations later this month. The station, TV Marti, the Cubans call it Tele Marti, has brought strong protests from the Cuban government. Lionel Martin in Havana has the details.
The Cuban government has already made it clear that it will do everything within its power to prevent TV Marti from being seen and heard by the Cuban people. The most likely scenario is that the Cubans will attempt to jam the signal of TV Marti that will be transmitted from the Florida Keys. Last December 19th, they ran a half-hour test of their jamming capabilities, and it was declared successful. At the outset, the Cuban government is likely to have a two-pronged response to TV Marti. The first prong will be that of jamming the signal. The second prong will be that of transmitting their own programs on as many of their 13 regular TV broadcast channels as they can. In appropriating funds for a three-month trial of TV Marti, the U.S. Congress instructed the Voice of America to avoid interfering with regular Cuban television transmissions. This will probably mean that perhaps 4 to 6 Cuban channels will be transmitting regular programs which may not be interfered with. So the Voice of America will be forced to transmit over the unused channels, and that is where the Cubans will bring their jamming capabilities into play. If the war of the airwaves really turns nasty, the Cubans have another ace up their sleeve. The Cubans have the technical capability of transmitting powerful radio signals northward. In several tests a few years ago, they showed that they could interfere with U.S. commercial radio broadcasts right up to the Canadian border. The Bush administration has made it plain that it has little interest in improving relations with Fidel Castro's